and welcome to All Our Pretty Songs.
A 90s rock podcast. I'm Seth.
I'm Marissa. How's it going?
It's going so well. I'm so excited for this conversation we're about to have.
Oh my God. Same. We're really jumping right in. I feel like we just got on our Zoom call and didn't even have any pleasantries.
No pleasantries. You know? We're saving the pleasantries for afterwards.
Or for the podcast.
Part of the reason is that we're recording in closer proximity to our previous recording than we have in like a year, basically.
That's true. We're on top of shit. Things are coming together for us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so we're gonna talk about how do we get into what we're gonna talk about today? We're gonna talk about two songs, just two songs.
Yeah, by different two artists. Yep. Yeah, and I feel like we've done this before, and I think we've usually selected like almost like songs that might pejoratively be considered one-hit wonders.
Sure.
And this time, I would not say we're doing that.
No, I would not say that. You could maybe make an argument that one of them is kind of something like a one-hit wonder, but it's not.
I'm very curious which one you're referring to. So shall we identify the songs?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, so you say the first one, and then I'll say the second one.
Okay, the first song, and then you can say explain what the name of this episode is also.
Yes, I will.
So the first song that we decided to talk about is Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy. With a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a B-grade movie. He graded my performance. He said he could sit through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to fine. Closer I am to fine. Pretty great song that we
incredible.
Like we've been wanting to chat about this song for a while, and then
we've been wanting to chat about this song for a while. We've been wanting to chat about the Indigo Girls for a while, and obviously this song has been kind of like a strange breakthrough hit of 2023 with the Barbie movie. So it's back.
It's true.
It's back.
It's
and better
very
than ever.
Much back.
JK, like it could never get better because it's the best song ever. And the second song, did I do a really good job of talking for 10 seconds between?
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, I needed you to vamp for a minute and you totally did.
Okay, so the second song is Closer by Nine Inch Nails. You can't have my two songs about getting closer
closeness.
To something, you know? Yeah, closeness. Yeah.
And we'll discuss what we're getting closer to.
I feel like, I tried to find the definition of closer earlier today. And like, you can't find it. Good luck finding it. I mean, I didn't try very hard, but
it's like such a, isn't that like the high school paper move to be like, closer is defined by Webster's dictionary as blah, blah, blah. And then you like get into your argument, you know? Like,
that's good. Yeah, I like that. That's a good introductory paragraph move. But it's like when you Google closer,
the definition comes right up.
All right. But isn't it giving you the definition to closer?
You're right.
It's giving you the fucking definition to closer, a fucking noun, which like who the fuck ever wants the definition of that word? Who cares?
Okay. But then the next, the next thing is, close with the comparative adjective closer.
Okay, yeah. I didn't see that one in there. I had to just Google. I had to settle for close. But
did you know about the definition? I'm distracted by definitions. But like, there's a definition of close that I have forgotten about. That is, like uncomfortably humid or airless. So like to call a day, like the example here is a close hazy day.
Oh my God, I never heard that one. Yeah, I was over here earlier today, like taking so many screenshots of definition. I have four, and it's like closer, closest. Yeah, there's so many definitions. Which I guess this is just close that I was looking at, because I just felt like I could. I personally, in the minute I tried, could not find a definition of closer. But yeah, it's like intimate, familiar, strict, rigorous. Terse, compact.
Yeah.
There's just a lot. Yeah. It's a very rich word, close. And it's
true.
It's friend closer.
And when we get into words like this that have all these different senses and definitions, and like you were saying, like when you first look this word up, you get the definition for closer. It's like there's just so much going on that it's just one of those moments where I feel baffled that we're able to talk to each other at all. Not me and you, but like people, you know, like,
wow. Like using a language that has so many variables.
How do we communicate? It's like fucking mind blowing. Anyway.
I mean, you could say more.
Well, I just think there's so many misunderstandings, right? I feel like that's one of the biggest problems with human culture is that we never understand each other, or like we're not communicating clearly, or we're like missing, something's getting like lost in translation from one brain to another. Anyway, when I think about how many definitions a word like this has.
It's right. Like, yeah. Having little space between items or units, a close grain, hot and stuffy. That's the one you were talking about.
Hot and stuffy, baby.
Difficult to obtain. Money is close. Like, what? What the fuck is money is close?
Like you don't have enough of it.
Weird. Like tight, like it's tight, like money is tight. Okay.
Or dear.
Wow. What? I don't know. Dear.
Money is dear.
Well, for some reason earlier today, or you know how you just think of weird things? Like, I feel like I often think about the episode of Mad Men where like Don Draper like spends all, he like gives all his money to like someone from his past life. Then like Betty Draper is like, I was thinking we could do like X thing that costs money. And he's like, we're just not quite flush this year. Is that the word? Yeah. I was like thinking about that today. Who knows why?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
So we didn't say what our special name of this episode is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I guess the special name of our episode is You Get Me Closer to Fine.
Yeah.
We thought it was You Bring Me Closer to Fine. But
yeah.
Genius, like what I always thought that he
get me closer to, yeah, it's get.
I always thought he was saying you bring me closer to God for some reason, but he's like very clearly not.
Yeah,
when you listen to it and you like perhaps made a playlist called You Bring Me Closer to Fine on Spotify, and then immediately that just has these two songs on it, and then immediately we're like, oh, I guess I should change the name of the playlist.
Yeah,
You Get Me Closer to Fine, okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which is, which is all we're trying to do here. I don't remember how we came up
with this, but yeah, that's true. That's all we're trying for.
So yeah, these songs are very different from one another.
They're different. Yeah. But, you know, there's, in some ways, they're the same.
Yeah.
Songs about seeking, songs about progress.
Ooh, say more about progress.
I don't know. Like, I feel like closer means it suggests progress. I mean, closer to fine is definitely like a it sounds like progress is being made. Like you're like working on yourself or something.
It's totally you a get working me on yourself.
Closer
song.
To God is like also seems like progress. Like God is, I mean, yeah, like what is God? Like, I guess the two things that the songs are presenting are closer to fine and then closer to God, which I didn't even think about until now.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to talk about like what the difference is and what the similarity is between those two things. Cause like, I think you could think of them as being, if you abstract them out of the songs, they're so close to the same in a certain way. It's like to be closer to fine is to like feel, what is it to feel fine? Like to feel like,
okay.
I don't even know
solved.
How to talk.
You're
solved?
Like, yeah, like it's like there's no more problems. Or I you're mean, just like content.
That's not what we mean by fine. Yeah, it's like that you're not like bothered by the like.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not tortured. And I feel like that's what's happening in the Nine Inch Nails song. It's like the speaker is pretty tortured sounding and is like craving. The idea of being close to God in that song does feel kind of like you're like escaping a kind of torture or like
well, so I was thinking about, okay, let me see if I can how to put this, like when he says like help me get away from myself, you know, what's the line,
the only thing that works for me,
oh so yeah good. Help me get away from myself, and then he goes in, oh no, are you there,
oh no, oh, yes, no.
Oh good, you're there, all
I'm
right
here.
Yeah, like help me get away from myself, and then it goes into the chorus. I want to fuck you like an animal. I want to feel you from the inside. We'll get into that more. But like okay, but if you think about help me get away from myself leading into you get me closer to God, and then in closer to fine, if you think about the less I seek my source for something definitive, the closer I am to fine. Like, so comparing seek my source for something definitive to help me get away from myself, there's similar kind of ideas, I think, in a certain way. It's like to try not to be looking inward too much or to not be too self-conscious. I mean, they're actually very different in lots of ways, but there's like, there are some parallels there.
Totally. Well, yeah, like I feel like when you say like help me get away from myself, it's making me think about the beginning of Closer to Fine. And I'll just read it because it's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Hell yeah. So I feel like the only, like, to help me take my life less seriously is also a form of like getting away from yourself, like being like to just have less, what even is that called? Less ego in a way.
Yep.
Like,
it's ego, but it's also self-consciousness, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Self-consciousness, ego, like,
or like, what's the like the new age like your hangups? It's like trying to get rid of your hangups.
Your hangups, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, so like, yeah, that comparison. Yeah, that like searching. Okay, if you think of fine and God, like closer to fine, closer to God, as a kind of like searching for a sort of like truth and comfort or something in life. It's interesting and I think it's not just these two songs. It's like culturally, I think we often frame those things as like that you need to be present to have those things. And maybe in order to be present, one has to get out of one's own head a little bit.
Right. Yeah. I'm just thinking about like, I mean, holy moly. just thinking about God, thinking about many gods, thinking about, because it's like, oh my God, this is really
are we going to talk about our own relationships with God?
Well, what I thought I was going to talk about is how it's always the funniest thing in music to me, how Trent Reznor whispers penetrate you. Like a total nerd. He's like, you let me penetrate. He like says it like it's, I don't know. It's just so funny how he whispers it.
Yeah, maybe, you let maybe me violate we're not talking you. Enough about how funny these songs are.
You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you. You let me complicate you. Just needed to get that out there.
Complicate you is so interesting.
It is. It is. Complicate you. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, don't we often want to be complicated? Like, violate, desecrate. I'm trying to think about like.
I love that your eyes narrowed and focused in on penetrate. You're like,
I'm trying to think about like if you started like trying to characterize these things as like good or bad.
Well, obviously,
that's like a huge mistake to do here, but like, complicated, I mean, is just so interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's like, well, they're all being like consented to, right? Mm-hmm, so it's like, it just feels like this kind of like, I don't know, like BDSM like thing where like they're all like things are not like so black and white. Oh, kind of quoting the Indigo Girls there, yeah, you aren't I? Are. Yeah. what Maybe is the give term? Me a- Insight. In between black and
maybe
white
give
or
me
something.
Insight between black and white.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like violate, desecrate, and penetrate are physical acts, but complicate.
I guess so. I mean, they're not necessarily physical acts, violating, desecrating.
I guess it's true.
I guess like penetrate is like has a clear physical meaning related to bodies, but like violate, desecrate could, well, I looked up desecrate earlier because I was like laughing about, like, I was trying to come up with a funny text. Like, it's just funny to be like, will you let me desecrate you? Like, just let me know. Like,
yeah, please do.
LMK. but yeah, I don't know. Desecrate was something like, having to do with something holy, right? Like, it's like
like fucking up an icon.
Yeah, kind of like fucking up an icon, exactly. But
complicated is so, like, maybe I'm also, I wonder how our usage of the term, like, we talk culturally now, we talk a lot about complicating things, you know, like, let me complicate this idea, or let me, like, you know, and I wonder. We probably weren't talking about it in the same way in the middle of the 1990s.
I don't know,
like,
what the hell we were
complicating
doing.
Things. Yeah.
Maybe at what was it? I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind.
That's when we learned to complicate things, when we were spending 4 years prostrate to the higher mind.
Yeah, the best possible description of college.
Yeah. It really, it didn't feel like it was a higher mind that I was prostrate to.
I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind, got my paper, and I was free. Incredible.
Is that how it feels to graduate college?
I guess so. When you're like, I don't know. Yeah, that's that's a terrible experience of college, you know?
Yeah. Did you? I didn't feel free after college, that's for sure. I was like, oh, God.
Free? Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, it's a cool way to think about it. Like, I feel like this song is like, kind of like, oh, God, a rejection of like patriarchal knowledge, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I guess like it's like placing it in that, like, college. Placing it in that context, or maybe it's college, maybe it's even like high school, I don't know, but just, or some period of time when you're like taking in this myth of like this ultimate source of knowledge, which is this mm-hmm. very like patriarchal idea.
Yeah. It's interesting that like, yeah, when you're talking about ultimate source of knowledge, I mean, for sure, it's a rejection of that. But also the song talks about like trying not to seek one's own source too much, you know, like,
oh, yeah,
like the less I seek my source.
Oh, yeah, I feel like you were thinking more about that line than me. Like I'm tripped up by it every time I hear it. Like the less I seek my, it's almost like this line that like has too many words in it. Like I'm like,
I've always loved that
less,
about it.
No, that's what it's great. Like the less I seek my source for some definitive, the closer I am to fine.
Doesn't she say something definitive? I feel like Google's wrong about this.
I don't think she says something. I think she says the less I seek my source for some definitive.
I always thought it was something. I feel like there's an extra syllable in there, but maybe not.
I think she says that, yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, to me, what is being said there is like
should I just read that section first
and then we
talk about it? I feel like we're jumping all over. It's hard with these two songs.
No, go ahead. Good idea.
All right. So this is the chorus. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the less I seek my source for some definitive, the closer I am to fine. Yeah. Okay. So what are you going to say?
One question is, what is a definitive? Is that just like a clear idea of something or like an accepted truth? Like, could you think of that as what you were just talking about of like patriarchal knowledge, like an accepted truth of how things are?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's how I think of it too. And like, it's true that people look, one way of thinking about religion is that it's people looking inward to try to find that external truth. And you could see that as being like a thing that might be good to avoid if you're trying to like that, like
seek your source for some definitive. Well,
so the part right before that you read is like, there's more than one answer to these questions, right? Like, and it's a crooked line. It's not a straight line. So that logic is like, instead of logic, which would say like there's an answer to a question and there's like, and that things move in a linear fashion kind of.
Right.
Instead of that, you have like a multiplicity of possible answers.
Yes.
And a crooked line, which is very exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like the French feminist Helene Cissou, like écriture féminine. Like it's like this like idea of like, I mean, her idea was like people see it as kind of like gender essentialists, or it can be seen that way. But just like the idea of like writing as this. Well, so she talks about like phallogocentrism as like this way of like narrative being rooted in kind of like a experience of the world that's tied to like how cis men experience like sexuality, which is like a single orgasm or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so she talks about like women's writing through women's bodies. Okay. And so like, it's like this idea of like multiple like sources of, yeah, like multiple lines, I guess, like multiple ways of knowing and writing. And it reminds me of that, because it's like, yeah, like this, there's more than one answer to these questions. Yeah, it's like rejecting this like knowledge, this idea that there's like one source of knowledge or something.
And that there's one outcome even, like that... it sounds like what you're saying has something to do with the idea, in a lot of like religious thought, there is like this end point. It's like, there's, like end times or like at the end of life, there's like heaven or whatever. But there might like you could think, but maybe a different way of thinking about this is that there are like all kinds of different endpoints. There, the, like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, that there's just different outcomes.
Right. And like there are religions where there's many gods.
Of course.
Yeah. But yeah. Like, yeah, I guess it's like this like, I don't know.
Well, if you think about the religions that are probably being rejected in a song like this, right, or like right, that we right. grew up with, like in the culture that where this song was a popular hit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me what you know about Rasputin.
you know, I don't know that much about Rasputin, okay. to be honest.
Okay. I tried Googling him earlier, and then I thought it might be fun to just ask you.
Yeah, yeah.
I did read a little bit. I saw a pic.
Am I right about this based on what you read? I feel like he's a charlatan. Like, he was, like, fooling people. You know? Like, is that true?
He's controversial.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, maybe a rapist?
Yeah,
yeah. But I didn't read very much. But yeah, was he a charlatan, if you will? Wow.
What does it mean to have a poster of Rasputin?
Yeah, like it's like, you know, I guess you have a poster of Rasputin is what it, what does it mean? Like, yeah, that's what I'm asking, I guess. Like, what does Rasputin even symbolize? Like, I feel like I remember, I think in one of, maybe it was your room, like the dorm room. I feel like people would have the poster of Einstein.
I did not have a poster of Einstein. Did Ian have a poster of Einstein?
I feel like he may have. I feel like there was one in your dorm room, like in college.
Really? Of Einstein?
I don't know. I was definitely, maybe not. I had a Smiths
poster. I had a Clockwork Orange poster. I had a Led Zeppelin 4 poster. That guy Incredible. Has a beard down to his knee. That old wizard on top
That's
of
That's true. Him. That wizard yeah. does have a beard down to his knee. I wonder if he ever married or has seen a B-grade movie.
I'm on much firmer ground with the B-grade movie reference. I feel like I know what that's getting at.
Then what, Rasputin?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess like, okay, so we just have to read it now. Yeah. I went to see the Doctor of Philosophy. With a poster
PhD,
of,
if you, in case PhD, people don't know.
With a poster of Rasputin and a beard down to his knee. He never did marry or see a B-grade movie. He graded my performance. He said he could see through me. Fucking asshole. Yep. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. God, this genius, the genius lyrics are just like marks of the fuck up. Okay, I just clicked
so
on.
So many annotations.
Yeah, so many annotations. Oh my God, this pulls up just like a picture of Rasputin.
Oh yeah, there he is.
He's he was considered to be a mystical advisor of great healing power. His techniques ranged from leeching to hypnosis.
Whoa.
Emily Saylors told Song Facts, quote, "I remember in high school, one of my teachers had a poster of Rasputin on his door." Okay.
Huh. That's Was that teacher a prick or not? Do we get I to mean, find that out?
Sounds like it. Huh. Wow. I went to see the doctor. Yeah. I wonder if he was a doctor of philosophy.
Teaching high school.
Well, it happens.
More and more.
It does.
Every day when I look in the mirror, I think about it.
Did you feel, did you feel seen? Like,
there's a little bit of a, when I went to see the Doctor of Philosophy, it's like man down, kind of, like I've been hit.
I was wondering, yeah, if it was like a moment of like feeling seen in the Indigo Girls for you. Like,
I also still haven't married, but I watch B movies constantly. That's like the main thing
married.
About me.
I know. you were asking like what do you think this doctor of philosophy has a PhD
oh yeah in? I love that question. What was my guess? Your guess was history, is that right?
Well, or? My guess was philosophy. Oh, yeah, I know, yeah, that's yeah. kind of a cop out, but like
I don't think it's philosophy, I think it's history. I think that's why I mean, he's interested
what's
in
the, what's the diff? I don't know. Is Rasputin not like a, oh, he's not a philosopher.
I think of him as
I guess
like a,
not.
I mean, listen, obviously, I have no idea, but I think of him as like a person who was involved with like Czarist Russia. Like,
we're just like, It's just like full on free association of who Rasputin was. Ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, I feel like some, but it seems like something that like,
yeah,
history, I guess that person might have a poster of Rasputin, but like, I feel like, I guess it's not, wait, what was, okay. I just wanted to see what Amy said. Oh no, we have the source. If you click on it on Song Facts,
my source.
No, like Emily, what's her last name of the Indigo Girls?
Oh yeah.
It's sort of a type. I'm just gonna read it. I'm sorry. Okay,
fine.
It's sort of a type, like a stereotype. And I remember in high school, one of my teachers had a poster of Rasputin on his door, you know, and his pictures just looked so bizarre to me and always struck me. And I sort of put those images together, and it was sort of a poke at academia and the way it can sometimes be removed from reality. So I was saying, I don't think this professor has the right to judge me in terms of real life when we're caught up in this insular, sort of strange academic world. Wow. Because that was like right a question on. I have was like, to what extent is this song like, I guess,
anti-academic?
Anti-academic. I was going to say either song, but I think that I might would just say, be ridiculous.
The way it feels to me is like less purely anti-academic and more what you were saying earlier. It's just like a rejection. Like
patriarchal institutions.
Yeah, I agree. And like, conventional wisdom maybe, and like accepted knowledge, like all that stuff that's like maybe that like could work for some people but is maybe getting in the way of you living like your truest life.
Totally.
Yeah,
I agree.
Can I go to the other song for a sec?
Please.
Well, because like, you know, help me get away from myself, like, what is, okay, here's what I want to ask. Like, what is this song a rejection of? Like, what is Closer by Nine Inch Nails rejecting and accepting versus, like, if Closer to Fine is a rejection of patriarchal knowledge.
Not so sure about Closer in that regard.
No, yeah, but it's like, it's rejecting something, but maybe it's more personal.
Uh-huh. It's seeking, it's almost like rejecting consciousness. It's seeking help, yeah. Right? The chorus repeats, help me,
help,
which is
me.
Interesting. you can have my absence of faith.
Ooh.
I don't know. Seems important to this question, yeah, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, like I feel like it's rejecting consciousness, or like it wants to be like a...
Yeah.
It's like the speaker of this song just wants to escape themselves, I guess, through sex.
Yeah. The like an animal feels really important also. It's like...
Ooh, yes.
Absence of faith and fuck you like an animal. Like... There's like that combination of things feels really significant in terms of what you're saying about like getting away from the self.
Like, right. It's like wanting to be like, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I'm like Freud over here. I was talking about the ego earlier, and now I'm going to mention the id.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's like.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It wants to like. it's like this person is overwhelmed by consciousness. This speaker is overwhelmed by their consciousness. And like wants to go back. I just got an ad for Pizza Hut that I had to like repeatedly close on my phone to see the lyrics.
Talk about consciousness.
I know, talk about getting away from yourself.
Pizza Hut.
Entering the id. Oh my God. They should make a Pizza Hut commercial with using Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
You bring me closer to crust.
That's good. Oh my God. All right. So yeah, like, okay. Help me. I broke apart my insides. Help me. I've got no soul to sell. Help me. The only thing that works for me. Help me get away from myself. I've got no soul to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like this.
Is that like a soul to squeeze?
Oh, yeah. What's soul to squeze? It's
the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I got a bad disease from my brain. I just forgot that song even existed. The Coneheads soundtrack.
Coneheads. Yeah, Coneheads.
Incredible. I mean, okay, really.
Sorry,
I'm getting off track here. Yeah, I've got no soul to sell. What's the idea of selling your soul? I guess like returning to the wizard and Stairway to Heaven. Right? Like, are they buying? It's like,
is that selling- what that wizard is doing?
The wizard is
he's no, buying wizard, souls.
Isn't it like she's buying a stairway to heaven?
Oh, that's true.
And the idea of selling a soul, isn't there like a religion where selling your soul or buying like
well, you sell your soul to the devil and you get like
okay.
You learn how to play the guitar? Is that how it works?
What?
Isn't that maybe.
Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. But no, like sell, yeah, you sell your soul and like, yeah, but I guess the Stairway to Heaven thing is related,
Can I tell you a story that has very little to do with this, except it's about a time that I actually sold my soul.
Okay.
So like I was in middle school, they sold cookies in the cafeteria. And like we all like it was so hard to get money from your parents to buy like dumb shit that you didn't need. And so like we just like trying to get one of these cookies was always like someone had like 50 cents and it was like everyone's trying to like see if they can get this 50 cents from this person to buy this cookie. And I sold my soul to my friend Craig
for
50 cents so I could buy a cookie.
And I feel like I remember you telling me about this.
He made me write it on a piece of paper and sign the piece of paper. And he
fucking incredible.
I bet he still has it. Like,
wow. So you also have no soul to sell.
I guess I also have no soul to sell.
You sold it for some cookies. I used to beg for change to buy cookies in middle school every damn day of my life. Like, what was I doing? I was like, I need to buy this.
We were all like cookie, fucking crazy for cookies.
I don't know if I was buying cookies. Maybe I was buying juice. I remember buying cookies. I would eat these cookies when I was in elementary school. They were like these bomb ass cookies. They're so good. And
chewy,
hot and melty chocolate cookies. But something wrong was happening because I would eat them and I would get a stomach ache.
And you keep doing it.
I have to go to the nurse.
Oh my god. Like you were intentionally making yourself sick so you could like miss class.
No, it wasn't like that. It was just that I love the cookies so much. I couldn't resist them. I was pretty young. Like, that's I don't even know why I was buying these cookies. I was like under seven, I feel like.
That's like a little bit of a pleasure of the flesh, almost in the way Closer by Nine Inch Nails is.
Yes, those cookies brought me closer to God.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a real hedonistic, like. You're really living in the moment when you eat something that you know is going to make you sick. It's like, it's all about this moment.
It's true. I feel like when you're a child, like as an adult, you like...
I haven't learned this lesson.
You kind of do. Like, it's like you at least try. Like, I'm like...
I still do this all the time.
You try to not eat things that make you feel bad, but like when you're a kid, you're just like short-sighted. You're like, I don't care. Yeah. I need this cookie.
That's so cute.
Woo. Anyway.
It's almost like your whole existence is flawed.
Yes. My whole existence was flawed and is. My whole existence is flawed. Yeah, it's kind of like, I feel like if you were to boil down the song, it's like, I fucking hate myself. Like, I guess I'll go like have sex with this person and that'll make me feel better. Maybe?
And it's try to have like a kind of sex that's like, that lets you escape. Like, that isn't, like not like feeling self-conscious, but like doing it like an animal.
Right. And like, yeah, it is like, yeah, like you let me violate you. Like, where's the other, the whole, there's the, you tear down my reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, I mean, this is pretty obvious, but like, I guess the you in both of these songs is like very compelling. Like it's like,
oh yeah,
there's a very specific you in both of these songs in different ways. Like the you in Closer is definitely like this figure who's like their like sex partner that is like also like doing all these like things for them, and like it seems like consensual, but it also is like pretty fucked up sounding. So like, I don't know. Not like fucked up in like they're doing something wrong, but just like the speaker is having like all these like what's the word? Like just sinister feeling.
Yes,
the self-hatred is coming with it. Exactly.
Yeah. Like self-loathing. Actually in many ways the reaction to the self-hatred might be good for this person, but it's like
you
want them to be able to like separate that out from these feelings of like
Like I think maybe like what's happening in the song is like perhaps quite healthy.
Well, you know what's really interesting? Maybe it's all sums up in help me, you make me perfect, help me become somebody else. Like combination. It's like you make me perfect, and it's almost like by becoming someone else.
He says become somebody else. I thought he said help me think I'm somebody else.
Oh, is that
Genius is saying become somebody else, and I tend to trust Genius, and that's so much better than help me think I'm somebody else. Like it's like this speaker is like almost like becoming, it's like they're able to escape themselves, but perhaps another reading of that is like they're able to like become better, which is also kind of like become closer to fine.
When you think about becoming someone else, like you actually can't, that's like literally impossible because you're just stuck in your own brain. So by becoming someone else, you just become a different version of yourself.
Right. And maybe like, like someone with more insight. Does he say insight in the song, or am I making it up?
Probably he doesn't. I don't remember insight.
Maybe it's the other song. Or maybe it's neither. But oh yeah, she says maybe give me insight between black and white. Well, so because like this, the you in Closer to Fine is like
so strange
because it's like I'm trying to tell you something about my life that seems like whatever, it could just
that
be
feels
us.
Like us.
The listener, the audience. Maybe give me insight between black and white, and then. And the best thing you ever have done for me is to help me take my life less seriously.
That's a different you.
Yeah. But then, well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sailed my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. Like, what's the you doing in this song?
Well, so that you and the best thing you ever done for me, you, those feel like the same. And it's like the version of a you in a song that's like a harbor, in a storm, port in a storm.
That.
Like just a person who's like, who helps you or who's good for you.
Oh, I love that.
Which is kind of like the person in the other song. In,
you're right.
Yeah.
In Closer. Yeah. Like they're. They're both like, sort of ports of safety.
In such different ways. Yeah.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm crawling on your shores is like, it's interesting because I feel like, and the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. I'm like, who is this person? Like, it doesn't even sound like a lover. It sounds like an advisor of some kind. Like, it's interesting that it's like
the teacher.
A teacher maybe. But we were talking about sobriety because there's like a potential sobriety reading in this song when we get to that. Oh, go ahead.
The end. Well, I was just going to say like the end gets into like this scene that involves like getting drunk and that not working.
Yeah. Do you want to read it?
I stopped by the bar at 3 a.m. to seek solace in a bottle or possibly a friend, and I woke up with a headache like my head against a board, twice as cloudy as I'd been the night before, and I went in seeking clarity.
Incredible.
Really good.
So good. good.
And I went in seeking clarity is such a good like addendum. It's
seeking clarity. Oh my God.
Like, yeah, like we do these things thinking they're good for us. Mm-hmm. And then, so like the moment of this song is like the realization that you're twice as cloudy as the night before. Whereas like, you might have years where you do that behavior and don't think about that. Or just like you're like, oh, this is just what I do. I like doing this. I like, this is how I unwind as I go to the bar at 3 a.m.
Yeah, this is how I unwind. Oh, yeah. Are these both... No, this song's not about unwinding. I guess Closer is kind of about unwinding.
Unwinding. Kicking up the old dogs at the end of the day.
Kicking back. Yeah. So something about this song, I feel like there's like a potential reading of it. Like, it feels like a very wise song. Like the speaker of this song feels like they have like a new lease on life almost, or like at least a distance and wisdom to like the situation, right? Yeah. Like it's like, and the situation used to involve many things, you know, seeking various sources of knowledge, like doctors, mountains,
children,
fountains, so on, which we need fountains. To talk about. But yeah, oh, is drinking from the fountain an alcohol thing, you think? I never thought about that until now.
I was thinking more like Fountain of Youth or something.
Yeah, same.
Like,
I was also thinking of that. But I guess it could be drinking from a soda fountain.
Sure. I mean, the wisdom you're talking about, though. Like, yeah. Well, when the song when the chorus.
Ice luge? Is that a thing? What's the thing where you have an ice at a party?
An ice luge, yeah.
Wow, incredible.
Vodka coming down it? Yeah.
Never had the pleasure of drinking from an ice luge.
No, I guess I haven't either. The chorus that shifts from I went to the doctor to we go to the doctor. Like, that's like where the wisdom comes in.
It's royal we.
Yeah, it's like she zooms all the way out, and suddenly it's like here's the what we've learned here.
Fucking incredible.
We go to the Bible, we go through the workout, we read up on revival, we stand up for the lookout.
Incredible. Yeah, what a wise bard over here.
It's true.
No, it's so good. Yeah. I don't know. I forget what I was saying at the beginning. It's like, it doesn't, about I what? Guess we were talking about the you, but I feel like we maybe have just like moved on, but yeah.
That's so different than like this song begins of like, let me tell you a story about myself,
yes,
you know, like, and it's
cool.
Which is so different than like, I'm crawling on your shores.
Oh, right. I'm crawling on your shores. Oh, well, I was going to say, like, it's like the best thing you ever have done for me. They say you ever done for me, I guess, is to help me take my life less seriously. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's just an unusual, like, figure to be singing to. Maybe it is, like, a lover or, like, a, you know, whatever, partner.
A friend.
Or even just a friend. But it just feels so, yeah, it's like it feels so warm that it's like hard to imagine it being like someone you dated or like anything like that, or even like your current. It's not like a love song. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. It's like, it's so much not a love song.
Yeah. It's just like about like how people help each other, which is just like, I don't know.
I sailed my ship of safety till I sank it.
Oh yeah. Thank you.
So the full image here is like, the things that we think are keeping us safe are not. They're holding us back. And you have to sink that ship and swim to shore. And that's where you find the wisdom or something.
I guess. I mean, I also think, yeah, it's like darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. Okay. Mm. Like, you just want to feel darkness.
Yeah.
Feed darkness.
It pulls you in. It's like seductive.
Right. Lightness has a call that's hard to hear. Yeah. The opposite,
sure.
And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. Like, I feel like that, those two. I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sailed my ship of safety till I sank it. It's like, yeah, you're like comforted by your fear and you're just like almost, yeah, like held back by your fear. that you cling to.
Yep.
And then, like, I sailed my ship of safety is like, yeah, you're like, just like, it's, I guess you're just like clinging to and adhering to this like idea of safety or the fear.
Safety. Yeah, the ship of safety is like where you're huddled in the blanket of fear.
Yes, I think so. That sounds right. Yeah. But yeah, then it's like I'm crawling on your shores and you're like, whoa, the you again? Like, that seems maybe even a different you. Is the speaker back to referring to us? Like, is it our shores, the listener?
Whoa. The act of songwriting is
Oh my god, I love that possibility.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to ask about the children.
Yeah, we should talk about the children.
We were talking about the children last time with Whitney.
I went to the very similar children. You
kind of similar children. Yeah. I believe the children are our future.
I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children.
They're so creepy. From the phones. Aren't they kind of creepy?
It really maybe is the same as the Whitney thing. It's like children have wisdom. I believe children are the future. Blah blah blah. It's like
seems like it. Yeah, like it's like these different sources of knowledge. Yeah, children have knowledge. I guess so.
Children don't have the knowledge. Their behavior teaches us how we should live.
sorry, just started thinking about the cookies again. With the children. Yeah, so like the children, the doctor, the mountains. Mm. It's like nature.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Medicine, Western medicine.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, we go to the Bible, we go through the workout, we read up on revival. Mm-hmm. We stand up for the lookout. Like, what is okay? So, revival is like you were
religious
saying, it's like religious revival.
Yeah. I think that's what that's supposed to mean. And then, like, lookout, I just think is like we try to see what's coming. Like, that's all that means to me. Like, we stand up for the lookout is just like,
wow.
This is a thing we do. We try to like see what's coming.
You said it has a religious connotation.
I do think there's like, this is like where I get way out over my skis with this, but like, I think there's some religious idea of what a priest does or a minister does is like tries to like, on behalf of the congregation, sort of like see the wrath of God coming and warn them.
Whoa.
You know, like, you got to change your behavior. You got to like think about things differently. Like,
oh my God.
I don't know.
I thought it
but
was
like,
about,
yeah, I mean, but these are all like seeking behaviors, right? Like,
oh yeah. Well, no, I thought it was like you're hiking and you stand up to get a view. You stand up for the lookout.
You do that too.
But maybe that's not, I don't know. Cause the mountains made me think of it. But I feel like what you're saying is like, you're waiting for, like, it's like the, like we were talking about, like, closer to God. Like, it's like you're getting like closer to some kind of endpoint potentially.
Yeah.
Or you're looking out for something that's coming. I don't know.
You know what it is? It's like all those things that are listed in the song are like things people do to try to find a kind of enlightenment, but you can't try to find enlightenment. You have to like get away from yourself, like the other song says.
Oh yeah, and like it's reminding me of how in Closer he says the only thing that works for me.
Yeah.
I like that it's like that. So yeah, it's like Closer to Find is talking about like all these different ways that you can like seek and find knowledge or like enlightenment, and he's just like the only thing that works for me.
What is the only thing that works for me? Help me get away from myself.
Yeah, I just like that it's like this weird sentence fragment. The only thing that works for me.
Totally.
I also want
to... Are we supposed to think the only thing that works for him is just everything in the song?
Yeah. Like, what's happening in this song? This is his thing that he does.
Yeah.
I want to give a quick shout out to the Through Every Forest, Above the Trees section.
Yes. I wanted this
Closer, where he says...
Do you want to just read that whole
part? Sure. Through every forest above the trees, within my stomach, scraped off my knees, I drink the honey from inside your hive. Hello. You are the reason I stay alive. Holy shit. Incredible.
So like, that different? Like those last couple lines are like very high school poetry.
Whoa. Don't you think? I think
you are the reason I stay alive. They're great.
No, they're great. They're amazing.
I'm not complaining.
How dare you?
This always happens when I say something is like high school poetry. You think I'm like insulting it. But I'm really just like.
Well, I think it's like this whole song is like feels so straightforward. And that section is, it's weird because it's hidden. It's like hidden in like the music. Totally. So you have to like really listen to it or check the liner notes and read it. Mm-hmm. But it's like. And it's like, doo, 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 doo. Like that part, it sounds like you're like running through a forest. Yeah. And like, it sounds like you're running through a forest. And I feel like that section is so different from the lyrics in the section are very different. It says outro on Genius.
Yeah.
The lyrics of the outro are very different from the rest of this song's lyrics. Like it feels like you're suddenly like, there's like suddenly like a deep nature metaphor happening, which I appreciate.
I mean, that's definitely one of the places where some sort of answers might be.
Through every forest, above the trees. Yeah, every forest.
Every
suddenly.
Forest is so strange.
Wild. So weird.
Yeah. Huh. Well.
Okay.
Closer, you get me closer to fine.
Yeah, you get That's me closer what we've to done fine. Here. Definitely.
I do like it. It was fun thinking about these songs together. They kind of like. Yeah, it's like I wouldn't. Without doing this activity, I wouldn't like think of them together ever, right? Like you wouldn't like listen to these songs would never be on a playlist closer. Together.
Sorry, I just need to say the word closer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Closer. Oh yeah, we didn't mention orgasm. Just needs to be mentioned, I guess, right?
Like yeah, that's like getting closer to like
God.
Some sort of
culminating
least, experience.
Yeah, but like I think like when we were talking about this episode, you were saying and I never even thought about it, like the word closer, like it's like such an interesting word. Mm. Like it's like I'm getting closer to like someone, something, like it's, I don't know, ominous, like it's very loaded.
It's ominous and exciting and yeah. Like yeah it's all these things. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, like one thing that's a little ominous is like what happens if and when we become fine.
Right.
If and when we get close
reach
to God.
God. Oh my God, it's such a good point.
And like in math, you know how in math there's like those concepts of like, you remember learning about like parabolas and asymptotes and stuff? It's like line that forever approaches, the curve that forever approaches a line but never reaches it. It's just getting incrementally closer. And closer
right.
and closer forever.
Creepy. Yeah. Parabolas
never
are
reaching
creepy.
It.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. How unsatisfying. It's Sisyphean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe that's our problem is that we think about things in those terms instead
right.
of like, maybe the whole point is to be forever approaching.
Yeah. And like through every forest.
Through every forest.
Yeah. Through every forest. Through what is it? Through every forest. I went to the mountains. I don't know. There needs to be like a mashup at some point of these two.
And
songs.
I went in seeking clarity.
For crying out loud.
Well, this
got
has
my
been.
Paper and I was free.
Yeah, got my paper and I was free. Thank you for listening to our little radio program here.
Thank you.
You can find us on all the podcast places. Please leave us a review. And our theme song is Golden West Service featuring Shreddy Vedder. Buy Marissa's book called Diary.
And Seth's books. Come on.
Yeah, I mean we buy all of our old books. Yeah. What are you all doing? Buy these things.
Oh my God.
Have a nice holiday.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye.